sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports is brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at high school sports, first off here from last night, we had a game on the radio for you in Council Bluffs, and the St. Albert Saints used some early outside shooting to grab a lead and pulled away from Atlantic 59-40 on Friday night. Keely Socha came off the bench to hit three threes in the opening quarter to give St. Albert a 15-8 lead by the end of the first quarter. They would increase that lead to 10 by halftime at 31-21, and then the Saints outscored the Trojans 13-7 in the third quarter to solidify the lead. Allie Petrie had a strong night for the Saints with 22 points, and Socha added 11. St. Albert improves to 9-6 on the season. They'll head down the street to play Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln today. Haley Rasmussen was a bright spot for the Trojans, driving to the basket a number of times and finishing with 21 points. Mackenzie Waters added 10 as the Trojans fell back under 500 at 8-9. Atlantic is set to face Harlan in a makeup game on Monday night. You can hear from Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show coming up at 8:30 this morning here on KJN. Also, another high school basketball scores on the girls' side last night in Hawkeye 10 play. It was Denison Schleswig 58-41 over Shenandoah. Harlan a 48-45 winner over Creston. Lewis Central 69-38 over Kemper Catholic. Red Oak top Clarinda 74-31. Western Iowa Conference play, it was Audubon 56-44 over Underwood. IKM Manning beat Traynor 50-42. Logan Magnolia 54-41 winner over HSTW. Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 52-42. Rolling Valley play, Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine 44-33. Corner Conference action, East Mills over Riverside 63-16. Sydney beat Fremont Mills 55-22. Stanton over Essex 79-39. Pride of Iowa action, it was Central Decatur 45-22 over Southwest Valley. Martinsdale St. Mary's 47-29 over Bedford. Mount Air 69-34 over East Union. And Nottoway Valley beat Southeast Warren 64-27. Wayne top Lennox 46-36. In other scores, it was Des Moines Christian over West Central Valley 52-27. Lamar's beating Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 44-32. Ogden a 45-35 winner over I-35. Panorama beat Earlham 63-39. Also, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 53-39. And winner set B. Carroll 67-54. In boys basketball in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Denison Schleswig 76-36 over Shenandoah. Harlan a 68-60 winner over Creston. Harlan coach Mitch Osborne reaches a 700 career win plateau. He's just the fourth coach in Iowa history there to accomplish that feat. Also, Lewis Central a 70-51 winner over Kemper Catholic. Red Oak 57-56 over Clarinda. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW 61-48 over Logan Magnolia. And AHSTW coach D.G. Harris reached 100 career wins there with that victory for the Vikings. Also, Traynor topped IKM Manning 75-49. Tri-Center a 69-32 win over Missouri Valley. Underwood topped Audubon 65-39. Rolling Valley play, it was Booyer Valley 35-25 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 53-45. And Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine 53-51. Corner Conference, East Mills over Riverside 46-28. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 55-49. Stanton a 72-17 winner over Essex. Pride of Iowa play with Central Decatur beating Southwest Valley 63-46. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Bedford 67-51. And Nottoway Valley beat Southeast Warren 87-39. And in other scores, it was Carroll over Winterset 50-44. And Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley 80-28. That's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard there from last night. Also, the Iowa High School Athletic Union releasing the sub-state basketball assignments for Class 3A and 4A boys yesterday. The official pairings will be released later after the seating meeting. Postseason play for those classes will begin on Monday, February 24th. Atlantic is in Class 3A Substate 8, along with Clark, Creston, Denison, Schleswig, Glenwood, Greene County, Harlan, and Winterset. You can take a look at all those substate assignments for both those classes by following links on that story on our sports page at KJN.com. And we'll have some more high school basketball coming up for you here this afternoon. The Atlantic boys set to take on Des Moines Lincoln over at Wells Fargo Arena. That varsity game set for a 3:30 tip here this afternoon. We'll get on the air about 3:15 with our pregame here today. That one will be available here to you on the air and to listen online. And as we take a look at some other sporting notes here from around the globe, Sofia Kenin of the United States has beaten Garbine Muguruza of Spain to win the Australian Open for her first Grand Slam title. The 21-year-old Kenin won by a score of 4-6, 6-2, 6-2 with a retractable roof at Rod Laver Arena closed because of rain. Kenin was seeded 14th. She had never been past the fourth round of a major tournament until now. Kenin reached the first Grand Slam final of her career by beating number one Ash Barty in the semifinals. Muguruza is a former number one ranked player who won the French Open in 2016 and Wimbledon in 2017. And in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers are in good health heading into tomorrow's Super Bowl in Miami. Defensive lineman Chris Jones, tight end Travis Kelce, center Austin Ryder, and tight end Deion Yelder are listed on the Chiefs injury report, but were able to participate in a full practice yesterday. All 53 players on the 49ers worked out yesterday, including running back Tevin Coleman, after he was limited in Wednesday and Thursday practices due to a shoulder injury. And we'll have more on the Chiefs and 49ers coming up for you here throughout the weekend. Our Super Bowl special from the Chiefs Radio Network will air at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then we will also have course coverage of Super Bowl 54 for you tomorrow, as that will start at 3 o'clock with the pregame, extended pregame show. And then they'll get after it with kickoff just a little after 5 o'clock here. We'll have that from the Westwood One Radio Network right here on KJN. In other NFL news, quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick says he wants to play next season at the age of 37, and he'll likely be back with the Dolphins. Coach Brian Flores said last week he expected Fitzpatrick to return. Fitzpatrick started the final 12 games last year for the Dolphins, who went 5-11 but had a surprisingly strong finish under first-year head coach Flores. The Bills have informed county officials they will not use an early and one-time opt-out clause to terminate their lease at New Era Field. The team's decision was considered a formality, but in no way rules out the possibility of the Bills one day playing at a new facility in downtown Buffalo. And nearly half of American sports fans would give up one of their other work holidays in order to have a day off after Super Bowl Sunday. That's according to a survey commissioned by the daily fantasy sports company DraftKings and conducted by the polling firm SurveyGizmo. It found that more than 40% would rather work President's Day, Martin Luther King's birthday, or Columbus Day than the Monday after the NFL championship game. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.